And we are joined now by a special guest this morning from the UW-Baraboo Sauk County. It is Regional Director of Continuing Education, Jessica Lasicki. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And let's just start off by telling people a little bit about what is continuing education.
Sure. Continuing education really has four different areas that we cover.
Okay.
We cover personal enrichment for adults. So that could be, you know, something that you really have always wanted to learn how to do more of, something that, you know, more hobby type stuff, mm-hmm. whether it's cooking, crocheting, knitting, you know, learning about the local geology, just something for your own personal enjoyment. And then we also do professional development classes.
Okay.
So if you're looking to move up in a company, or you know there's a new software that comes into the company, like a new version of Excel, we do trainings on that, and we hold those usually on campus, where a variety of businesses can send their employees all at once instead of doing a customized training for their business.
Okay.
Which is our third area, which is customized training. So we will work with businesses to figure out what the best solution is for their business. Whether it's something with soft skills training, something more technical, or just, you know, some kind of problem they've been having maybe that we could help them with. And then our last one, which is quite large in this area, is youth programming.
Okay.
We do a significant amount of youth programming for students leaving first grade all the way through high school graduation.
Wow.
Yes.
So it's really all-encompassing. Yeah, when you think of continuing education, I guess we were talking a little bit before we went on the air, is sometimes it's misconstrued a little bit that it's continuing your actual, like, degree, if you will, or advancing something in that.
Yes. The name is very deceiving,
yes.
But I like to say that we basically serve people from 8 to 88, just
okay.
because I like to rhyme.
Yes.
But we do. We was right after first grade all the way through retirement. Is really who we serve.
Awesome. And that's one thing I've learned from these last few months when we've been having these talks with members or folks from the campus is how much of a community thing it is, how much there's things available for members of the community, no matter, like you said, eight all the way to 88. So.
Yes, absolutely. And we strive to have things that are free
mm-hmm.
and open to the public. We hold a series called the Community Lecture Series, where we have different professors or different people who are experts in certain areas come in and do different programs. And then our other programs, we try to make sure that they're affordable for the community, because that's our goal, is it's to reach out to the community to provide the needs that they are seeking. So if anyone ever has ideas for courses or would like to, you know, teach for us or anything like that, they should always contact us so that I can hear from people instead of just trying to think of ideas on my own.
Wonderful. And what is the best way to contact you if someone has an idea?
Yes, the best way actually to contact us, we have some different ways up on our website, but
okay.
phone still works well.
Yes.
So our number at the campus is 608-355-5220, and that'll put you right into our office in continuing education. You'll probably talk with Beth. Beth okay. is our registration and office coordinator there, but we're always looking to hear ideas from the community.
Wonderful. And once again, we're joined this morning by Jessica Lasicki. She is the Regional Director of Continuing Education for the UW-Baraboo Sauk County and the region, obviously, as well. So you also serve for Richland and Rock County?
I do. Okay. I do. I am a tri-campus person.
Okay.
But Baraboo's kind of been like a second home since my grandparents live right outside of town. I come to Baraboo probably at least once a week, even
okay.
before I started this job, because my husband and I farm and whatnot. So it's been a very nice, easy transition to come to Baraboo.
Awesome. And let's look ahead, obviously, the winter and spring programming that's available for adults. What do you guys have going on right now?
We have a lot of things actually starting. Our fitness classes have all began.
Okay.
So we do some dancer size. We have some different Zumba classes, some yoga classes at the campus. They have a very nice dance studio that's located on the campus. And so it's a nice, easy place for people to get to be able to have classes. But our catalog is out.
Okay.
And so in our catalog, we have a variety of things, whether it's art classes, photography classes. We have a fun class coming up called Geology of Baraboo.
Okay.
So if you've been itching to learn a little bit more about Baraboo and and what makes it so special. That class will cover that.
Very nice.
If you're interested in wine, we have a wine 101 class.
I perked up there, yes.
Yeah, and that class, it's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And it's to, you know, go over different wine tasting techniques. And so you see the TV shows and you see, you know, people that can sniff at it and yes. be able to, I have no idea what they're doing. But in this class, you would learn why they're doing that and become a wine connoisseur yourself.
So you're not teaching that class?
I am not teaching that class, absolutely right. not. No. And then we have some day trips coming up. We actually are going to Austin, Minnesota in March, okay. and then we are going to Dyersville, Iowa, so Field of Dreams.
Nice.
Yeah, we're doing that in May. That was actually on my husband's bucket list, so I took his trip
okay.
and made it a trip for the community here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I kind of stole that one from him. Mm-hmm. And then we have our traditional type of computer classes that we offer, whether it's Facebook or different kinds of Excel. You know, if you're in working at a business and just a changeover, you want to make things more efficient. We're going through some Google Docs in an introduction to computers. So we have something for people who are a little bit experienced in computers and then people who have maybe even never turned on a computer. Wow. So
great. And that's looking ahead spring and or winter and spring. How about the big summer programs you have coming up?
Sure. So summer, we have a lot of things coming up actually starting in June. We have an opportunity since we are in the region. There's a STEM overnight camp, and this would be for middle school students. And this is actually held at UW-Richland, but because it's overnight, it's easy to bring people in from other areas. And so this is hands-on, actually. All of our continuing education classes, we try to make very, very hands-on. So it's interactive. You're working in the class. You know, the instructor might talk a little bit, but then you're actually doing it. And we think that that's how people learn the best.
Okay.
So that's what we do. And we have a amazing robotics challenge coming up for middle school students.
Very cool.
And that's in July and August. There's two different camps of those. And those always fill very quickly.
Okay.
So if you're interested, you check out our website.
Okay.
Yeah, reach out now. We already have registrations coming in like crazy for that. And then we are holding our annual elementary academy and middle school university.
Okay.
And those are for students who are leaving second grade all the way through going into ninth grade. They're split into two different kinds of programs that occur that week. But we have saved the date out right now for that because we know that we start getting calls this time of year. You know, when is middle school university? So that way parents are able to take their vacations,
okay.
which is really kind of nice that they check with us. One of the first places they
yes.
check to make sure that we're doing the program and when it is. So that makes things very nice for us. And so that's July 24th through the 28th. And then we have our Art Academy week, which occurs the following week, July 31st through August 4th. And that is strictly art.
Okay.
For elementary students and middle school students, they come home with paintings. They might be in a sculpting class. There's a glee a middle school glee that's part of that. They practice, and then they perform. And we usually have that open to the community to come and watch them.
Fantastic. So a number of great events coming up for the University of Wisconsin, Baraboo, Sauk County, as well as UW-Richland, and Rock County as well. We're joined here by the regional director for those three campuses. It is Jessica Lasicki, and we'll continue. So you guys are looking for instructors for some of these?
Yes.
Understand?
We
okay.
are always looking for
always
instructors.
Looking for instructors. Okay.
Yeah. And people will commonly ask, you know, well, I don't have my bachelor's degree or my master's degree in blank topic.
Yep.
Can I still come teach? And a lot of our classes, you know, especially the personal enrichment, like knitting, cooking, crocheting, wine 101,
yep.
you don't need that to be able to provide that class for the community. You really just need to be very knowledgeable in the area that you are planning to teach. So
okay.
I will always meet with the instructor, talk a little bit about our format and how things work, and just to see if they're a good fit for continuing education.
Okay.
But as long as people are passionate about what they do and they like working with people, then we usually don't have an issue with our instructors.
And for an example, the instructors that you currently have for some of these programs you were talking about, what, I guess, who are they? What kind of lines do they come from?
I mean, sure, absolutely. Well, Wine 101 is actually the owners of the wine bar in town. So Mark Hamden Krause and his wife are coming in to teach. And he started teaching with us in the fall, teaching computer classes. And he actually pitched this idea to me. And I thought, well, it makes sense. Cool. So we're going to go ahead and move along with that. And then our fitness classes are just people who, some are certified, like Zumba, you have to be certified in order to teach that.
Gotcha.
And other ones are just very good and familiar with the curriculum and the other courses.
Okay.
Digital SLR photography is actually a teacher from Lodi High School, and she teaches this class in the high school. So it's an easy transition for her to be able to pull out some of those pieces that she teaches to her high school students and be able to convert that for adults.
Gotcha.
Same for geology. It's actually our geology professor on campus. So instead of people having to commit to an entire course over the semester, she's going to pull out a few of her lessons and then really focus on that in the class. Yeah, and then we've had knitting and crocheting, and that's just someone who really enjoys doing it, knows how, and then sometimes they have a business, sometimes they don't, but they just kind of reach out to us and say, hey, look, this is something I really enjoy doing. I think others might like to do it, and it usually works well.
Wonderful. So once again, we're joined this morning by the Regional Director of Continuing Education for UW-Baraboosaw County. It's Jessica Lasicki. And continuing, you referenced this earlier on, but training for businesses, customized training for businesses. Go into a little more detail about that whole aspect.
Sure. So this is something that we actually have always been able to do, but no one's ever really thought about us doing it, just because you commonly think training for businesses and tech school is a is a big area. And some people have internal folks that are doing trainings and working with that as well. But we have access, because we are part of the UW colleges, to a lot of instructors from a variety of backgrounds. So we know that a big area right now is like ethics and boundaries classes for social workers and for different folks like that. And so we're able to come in and maybe offer a class that's offered in another area, or just work with the business and say, okay, what are your true needs, and be able to kind of grab from different locations to be able to offer a solution that really, really meets what they're needing. So we don't have necessarily a bunch of canned things that will go out to businesses and pitch necessarily. We want to talk with the business, figure out what the need is, and then come up with an inclusive solution that'll meet that business needs. So it's all from, we've worked with farms, hospitals, extension agencies, all across the board, and we enjoy doing it.
Wonderful. So if there's a business that finds or thinks that sounds like a good idea, what's the best way to contact you once again?
Yep, same thing. Okay. The phone number works well. That's the first point of contact, and again, that was 608-355-5220, and then we can set up a meeting over the phone or in person, just to kind of talk a little bit about what areas you're seeing some need in, and then what we might be able to provide for you.
Great. And the catalog you keep referencing here, when you're in here, is there a way for people to access that online, I would assume?
Yes, okay. That is online at our website, which is ce.uwc.edu/Baraboo/catalog.
Okay.
So you just head on to our website, and it's listed. If you just go to the Baraboo website, just search continuing education and you'll find it.
Okay.
We also have that out at all of our local libraries. And then if you come to campus, we're more than happy. We have a stack of brochures or catalogs there as well.
Awesome. So once again, we're joined here this morning by the Regional Director of Continuing Education for the UW-Baraboosaw County. It's Jessica Lasicki. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more here with Jessica right after this on WRPQ. Back here on 99.7 FM, and we're still joined here this morning by Jessica Lasicki. She is the Regional Director of Continuing Education. Jessica, thanks for joining us here today.
Yes, thank you again so much for having me.
And let's talk a little bit, you mentioned this when we just got started, but what exactly is continuing education?
Sure. Continuing education, again, really is four main areas, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it encompasses a lot.
Sure.
So we have personal enrichment courses, and these are all for the community. So they can include anything from art to cooking to geology to wine tasting. Okay. And we have professional development courses. So right now we're offering an Excel formulas and functions class. So that can be where several businesses or even folks who are we're planning to move up within an organization are sending folks to the campus to be able to take a course from us, but it's for their own professional development. And then we do customized trainings for businesses where we will work with a specific business to find a solution that meets their needs, and not necessarily have them send a couple employees to the campus, but do something maybe on site. Okay. We can do something on campus for them too, but it's focused specifically on their business. And then our large one, youth programming, mm-hmm. is the other one. And so we do a couple of classes throughout the year, but mainly that is our entire summer within this whole region is youth programming.
Gotcha. So a lot of, like you said, all-encompassing from all those four different areas of continuing education. And as I mentioned before, I never realized the way that the university really interacts with the community and how all the different events available for everyone.
Exactly. And that is our strong focus. That mm-hmm. is the point of continuing education, is we're supposed to be kind of that entrepreneurial arm that goes out into the community, figures out what the community needs or wants, whether it's something just for your own personal enjoyment, again, to learn a new hobby or to ease some stress, you know, to have some fun. A lot of people that take our personal enrichment classes will take it with a friend, or they'll come to the class and they'll make some new friends. So it's kind of nice to see those relationships form as well. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see people come back and take other classes together. So that's really, really nice. And then we're also just always waiting to hear from people, you know, whether they want to be an instructor or they're really interested in a class. And we usually have people say, well, you know, maybe I'd like to do cake decorating, but that's probably silly. I don't want to call up there and tell them I want to do cake decorating. Well, in Richland Center example, a couple of years ago, we had two people call. They wanted cake decorating. I offered the class and we had 16 people in it.
Oh, wow.
So you're probably not the only one that wants the class.
It's always like that. Well, if you have a question, there's probably some other people have a question too. Same situation. If you want that, there's probably a few others.
Exactly.
That want it as
well. And it's so hard for me because really in the office, I'm looking at what other trends are on other campuses. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at, you know, what kinds of classes have run well here, trying to figure out what classes have run well at other places, and trying to be creative in offering new courses. But my creativity also only goes so far. Yep. So as long as I hear from people, it's really a lot nicer to be able to follow a lead that someone's actually told me about instead of me thinking that it's a great idea.
Definitely. And once again, just remind everyone, what's the best way to reach out to you if they have one of those great ideas?
Sure. Our phone number would be the best way, and that's 608-355-5220, and that'll go right into the continuing education office. And you can do something as simple as, hey, I'm really interested, can you offer a course in blank? Or you can go into more in depth. So we don't drill you when you call in or anything. So, you know, you can be as brief as you'd like.
Fantastic. And why don't we remind folks just one more time about different events coming up here shortly.
Sure. So starting actually on Thursday,
okay.
We have basic drawing coming up. So the teacher for that's actually, her name is Peg Durkin. She is an instructor from Ithaca High School, which is about 30-ish minutes from Baraboo, okay. And has been working continuing ed for a number of years. So we have that coming up in February this week. Basic digital photography, geology of Baraboo, wine 101, watercolor and acrylics. And what we tried to do with watercolor and acrylics, you'll see it with watercolor and acrylics in an introduction to computer series, is, you know, part of our goal is to get people to the campus, but then we also want to meet people out in the community as well. So because we are regional now, mm-hmm. I am actually holding that class in Plain. In okay. Plain, if no one's ever been there, it's really just a cute little town. It's about a half hour from here, but it's exactly a half hour from Richland Center as well.
Okay.
So they have a very beautiful building there, and they're itching for classes. So we kind of held that one in the middle to see if we could get other people, because we serve people other than just Baraboo people. So yeah. We're trying to get everyone involved there. Then we have some trips coming up in Austin, Minnesota in March, and Dyersville, Iowa in May. And you might think you have a lot of time to sign up for those trips yet, but we actually only have about 20 seats left.
Oh, wow.
On both of those trips. They've been pouring in like crazy, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa actually even got our brochure and he goes, I need to go to that trip. So so I have to sign my grandpa up when I get back to the office
today.
And then if people haven't been out to the campus and maybe they're looking, not necessarily looking to take a class, but just want to see the campus, mm-hmm. our campus is always open to the community, always open to the public. Our library actually has a shared agreement with the Baraboo Public Library. And so you can go in and use your card that you would at the public library in Baraboo,
okay.
use it at the campus, hang out there for a little while, use the computers, you know, whatever you need to do. But we also have a time, our spring campus preview is coming up on Wednesday, April 12th, and that's for students who are possibly interested in coming to campus, their parents, their grandparents, you know, whomever wants to come that day. We have a nice little schedule of events and a more formalized tour that day.
Okay.
But again, anytime anyone wants to come to the campus, they can, and if you want to schedule a tour, you can do that as well. And then we have our computer classes coming up, which start in March with Facebook Basics and go into some other courses. And then currently we have our fitness classes, including yoga and dancercise and Zumba, happening right now. So
awesome. So a lot of great events
yes.
coming up and a lot of great classes. Jessica Lasicki, the Regional Director for Continuing Education for the UW-Baraboosaw County, as well as UW-Richland and UW-Rock County as well. And you mentioned it before in the first segment, but always looking for instructors and looking for new ideas. So best way, again, to reach out with you in any of those cases is the phone number?
Yes. If you want to start first with the phone number, 608-355-5220. But again, if you're on campus, just stop into the office. You can, our email address is in our catalog and on our website, and you can contact us through the website as well. So we're trying to accommodate any kind of communication style that you would like.
Fantastic. And also just touch on briefly once again the training for businesses. I thought that was something that's really kind of interesting that you guys will actually do custom trainings for businesses if there's a need for it.
Yes, we will. Absolutely. So as an example, we're working with a hospital right now to offer nonviolence intervention training.
Okay.
That's a training that actually a lot of school districts and a lot of hospitals, people that are commonly dealing with the public are interested in. We have something coming up or, you know, could. We've been hearing from social workers and whatnot for an ethics and boundaries class or recertification that people need. But yes, our biggest thing is customized trainings for businesses, as we know that even though you might manufacture the same types of products or you might have a similar background, that each and every business is individual. And so what we don't have necessarily canned programs that we will go out to the businesses and offer, but we will meet with the business, figure out what the needs really are, and then come up with a solution to meet the business's needs.
Okay.
So that could incorporate a variety of topics, really. We worked with a farm who wanted customer service and team building, but then also Excel. So we kind of pulled in a bunch of different areas that we can offer to be able to offer something that really helped to fit their needs. And that's the goal of the customized training, is to really listen to the business, figure out what they need, and then come up with a solution for them.
Great. And one more time, the catalog that you're referencing, just go to the website to get that catalog?
Absolutely. You can go right to the website to get the catalog. They are at the local libraries.
Okay.
They're on campus. But our direct link to all of our classes and all of our information is ce.uwc.edu/Baraboo/catalog. You should be able to do a simple search on the web as well in the Baraboo area at the campus for continuing education and find our information as well. But if you ever get lost, just call us.
Awesome. Well, fantastic. And so yeah, very educational for me, and hopefully it was educational for everyone else as well, learning all about the continuing education programs at UW-Baraboosaw County. Anything else you want to touch on, Jessica, before we let you go?
I don't think so. I think it's just as a reminder. I mean, the campus in general and continuing education, we are here for the community, whether it's somebody who is wanting to come to school to earn their degree. I actually started at a two-year campus as well, and I can tell you that was the best decision that I made, saving the amount of money that I did, but also having very personal touch with all of my professors. It was absolutely wonderful. And so we're here for those students. We're here for students who are in first grade, second grade, third grade. We're here for people who have retired, who have been through school, who just want something else to kind of keep them going, whether it's a personal enrichment class or whether it's a trip. So the campus serves all ages, which is really nice to be able to have something like that in the community. And again, that's why we're here.
Thank you, Jessica Lasky, for joining us here this morning. And we really appreciate you taking the time and telling us all about the continuing education.
Yes, so thank you.
We'll get back to the music coming up next year on 99.7 FM WRPQ.